This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is a Chicago First podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Dynasty Podcast, closing out our night at Virgin Hotel. Our final guest of the night, our third guest, and thank you so much. I always say this at the end of the night, like, thanks for being so patient and waiting to do the final interview. Sitting here with Elton Ora. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. So, good. We were just talking a minute ago before the mic was on that we were connected through a mutual friend, partner, acquaintance, collaborator, PJ Gordon.
Yeah.
And PJ he's somebody who's doing really cool work in the city. He collaborates with Fixture Drive. He's like a contributor there. And I think he's really starting to build out his portfolio elsewhere as well. And I was talking to him the other day, and I was like, hey, man, like, you know, I got two great guests for this Sunday. I need a third. Like, who would be, like, a really great third guest to get on? And he recommended you. So I'm glad that we were able to make that happen.
Shout out, PJ.
Yeah. He was like, I got your guy. His music's really good, which it is really good.
Thank you.
So, yeah, shout out, PJ, for making that connection happen.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning. Like, you know, you're a musician. People can find your music, soundcloud.com/Elton Aura.
Yeah.
Elton Aura, A-R-U-A.
A-U-R-A.
Yeah. So all one word, Elton Aura. Mm-hmm. But how did music start for you? When did that come into your life?
I was really young. I remember going to, like, California. And my parents took me to, like, my grandparents' house or whatever, and I saw the movie The Temptations. Yeah. And, like, it, like, changed my life. I was, like, 7 or 8 years old.
Wait, is that, like, a super long miniseries? Or am I thinking
it is. That version was shorter. It was on VHS. It was a little shorter. When they play it on VH1, they play the longer version.
It's like I'm remembering it right, though. Right? Yeah. It's like installments.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Because I had a college class when I was a young man. I went to Columbia College way before I teach there now, but, like, when I was a student there, we had a music business class, and that was, like, 4 weeks or 6 weeks of curriculum was just watching The Temptations every week.
Really?
And I was like, how long is this movie?
It's pretty long, because it goes through, like, their whole life.
It's the whole thing. Like, it ends with them dying, right?
Yeah.
Spoiler. For this old movie.
It's an old movie.
But, like, it really does. It goes through the whole cycle of that group.
Definitely.
So you see, the condensed VHS version of The Temptations.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just, like, kind of fell in love with the whole culture of making music and touring and, like, all of that, you know? And so I started to, like, perform at every, like, family event that we had. I would, like, start singing or dancing. Like, they can always count on me to do something like that.
You were that kid.
I was that kid. Yeah. I was definitely that kid. So in high school, like, I started really, like, getting more into it in high school. Me and my homie, Nehemiah, we were in, like, this little group called Fundamental and Basic. That was the name of the group. Because we played basketball, and we just, like, man, let's keep it easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fundamentals, the basics to it, you know. And so that's what we did, and we started recording with, like, this, like, big brother figure to us. His name was Drew. He used to, like, pick us up from the burbs and, like, bring us to his house in the city. And, like, he would be like, okay, let's write a song. Like, write a song about this. Or, you know what I'm saying? And he had Logic or GarageBand. And we would record. Like, didn't really know what we were doing. But, like, started to really learn, you know, how to conceptualize songs and write songs and do stuff like that. So,
but that's so cool, though.
Yeah.
That, like, at a young age, you had access to, like, GarageBand and, like, recording stuff like that. Because that really breaks down a lot of the barriers.
Definitely.
You can just get going.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so you're in Fundamentals and Basics, and you're just kind of getting your feet wet and learning the fundamentals?
Yeah, pretty much. Nehemiah, he was a singer. He's a strong singer. He makes music now, too, that we still work on stuff a lot. But, like, he was, like, a really strong singer, and I was singing in the band, too, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I was like, man, I got to do something else, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to, like, switch it up. Like, I started rapping, like, after that. And I feel like it was, like, a good balance with, like, how we worked when we made music. So it was tight.
And even now, like, you definitely, like, you've kind of got kind of both worlds where you are singing and you are rapping on your music.
Yeah.
And you're not, like, you're not really constrained to kind of one genre.
Nah, not at all.
So, like, what prompted that? Where you were like, was it just a desire to just be really diverse and just kind of not be pigeonholed into one thing?
Well, to be honest, like, he was such a strong singer. I was like, man, like, I got to do something else, like, to hold my own. Like, I really felt like that. Like,
you're
I'm
not
going to
be the singing guy if he's here.
He was killing it. Like, right. And so it, like, made me be like, okay, I got to, like, get better. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if I, like, I wanted to start rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew I could write. So I was just like, I could rap, too. And I started, like, kind of doing both. And now it's, like, it's more natural. It's just easy. It's easy.
So when do you get to Chicago?
Okay. Chicago came after, like, high school.
Okay.
Because after high school, I started a band called The Art of Cool. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, a mixture of, like, it was, like, a big genre-bending, like, mixture of music.
It sounds like something that'd be, like, inspired by, like, Andre 3000.
It was. A lot of it
just
was.
Just the name.
Yeah, The Art of Cool, yeah. Right. It was definitely a cool little thing I was in. But I don't know if you guys know Felix. Like, he's been killing it in the city lately. Mm-hmm. Blake Davis also. We started that group. Like, I asked Blake, I'm like, yeah, do you know anybody that can play, like, bass? We had somebody play keys. We had somebody play drums. We, like, we need, like, a bass. And he was like, yeah, my cousin, like, plays bass, sings, like, plays keys. And we were like, I was like, okay, like, call him up. Yeah. Like, we hit it off. Like, me and Felix, like, hit it off. We used to, like, make shit, like, every day, like, just keep cooking, like, in, like, the basement of our homie's crib.
So you've been doing this, like, for the better part of your life, where you're, like, creating something or performing in some way.
Definitely.
So this is just ingrained in the DNA at this point. This is who you are.
Yeah. I couldn't really shake it, 'cause nobody in my family really is a musician or into music like that.
Interesting, because usually you hear the opposite.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, when I ask this question to begin, we're like, how did this start for you? A lot of times it's like, well, my dad was always playing soul records, or my mom was a piano teacher. Like, there's something like that. And for you, they happened to just put on the right VHS.
Yeah.
They could have put on, like, Lion King.
I mean, Lion King was that was definitely my movie. I had, like, the Lion King sheets. I had everything. I used to climb on the couch. I thought I was Simba. I used to do the whole nine. But Temptations just touched me in a different way. It was like, it just really hit me. But my parents, I was also singing in church too.
Right.
So I started, like, doing that. They put me in that. And so I would do that. So that would help with, like, my vocals. And so that's why I wanted to sing first. And then the rapping just came after that.
Well, and I think the church thing, that definitely, that's gotta help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, 'cause then it's like, you've got a built-in audience.
Yeah, exactly.
In a venue that people take really seriously.
Yeah.
It's not like some drunk open mic. It's like...
Nah. Like...
People take their church very seriously.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's taught to kind of, like, take you somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's like, that's kind of your job as the singer or the team that's up there singing, like, to really, like, change the atmosphere and have people, you know, go somewhere.
Yeah.
So...
So, okay, so you're doing that, and then you get to Chicago after high school?
Yeah, after high school, the band, The Art of Cool, we started doing some stuff or, like, gaining a little traction, at least, like, from the burbs.
Right.
And so we started performing more in the city. We played at Reggie's, like, a few times, like, three times. We did, like, a battle of the bands, ended up winning that. So we did that, and then we started playing. We played at House of Blues. We played at the Metro.
Those are, like, significant venues.
Yeah. So we just decided, like, man, like, we need to move out here. Like, we need to be in the city. Like, that's where it is. And that was around, like, 2014.
Right.
So we moved to, like, Hyde Park, like, a few of us. And we started.
Hyde Park's got a cool scene.
Yeah, definitely. It was good to be there. We were, like, going to Harold Washington. We just moved everything here from the burbs. Because it was kind of dry in the burbs. There's no outlet, really, to... Do what
well,
you want to
like
do.
In the city right
not
now.
Like in the city.
Chicago, right? I mean, blah blah blah. Chicago Renaissance. Like we don't know that, but I mean, it's true. Like there is so much more happening here right now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So we knew that. We felt that. So we just came.
And Hyde Park, it's like that's a cool.
Yeah.
It's got like I always feel like a really cool energy.
Definitely, and it was kind of before 53rd became what it is. So it was like
all the shopping.
Yeah, all the shopping, like all the shops that are there. It was like really new. So they were like still doing the construction over there. So things were changing. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like how it is now. But
I know it's a weird thing. A friend of mine. So I have a couple friends who own comic stores, and one of the comic stores, First Aid Comics, opened in Hyde Park. I'm sure you went there.
Yeah.
And so when First Aid Comics first hit Hyde Park, and I want to say maybe like the early 2010s,
mm-hmm.
I was going there, and Hyde Park was kind of still, I think, at the very end of old Hyde Park.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is a cool neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then, like, every once in a while, I'd dip down there, and I'd be like, wait, what? It's all like Starbucks and Chipotle
exactly.
now?
Yeah, definitely.
It's weird. Like, it feels like Schaumburg a little bit.
No, I feel you. It's definitely like that.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you come to the city, and, like, did that really help open the door for things?
Yeah. Well, we ended up, like, not really paying rent like that. So, we had to move back to the suburbs for, like, a year. But I feel like that, like, really put a hunger in me. Like, a change in, like, my work ethic and everything. Like, to be like, okay, next time I go to the city, like, I'm staying out there. Like I just got, like, a little bit more responsible and, like, just got on my shit. And so when I went back out there the second time, I was living with my brother. And I was just, like, we started, like, meeting a lot more people, like, that were kind of in the scene. We met, like, Brian Sanborn, that's in Wu Park. He was in Wu Park. He plays guitar. Great friend of mine, Luke Titus. Also, I've been making, like, some hot shit with him lately. So things have been, like, really good. We met them. We did, I don't know if you know, it was a J Dilla tribute show.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. It was, like, last year, like, last January, right. February. And they all just came to our crib, and we rehearsed there at like, my new crib, me, Felix, and my engineer, Jasper. We just rehearsed at our crib, and I met everybody, like, all of our friend group now. Like, Akenya was there, like, Luna Day, Ralph Jean plays drums. He does silent party music. Like, we just met all of these people, you know?
It's that community. I mean, we were just talking about that a second ago with Nico Sarig. Like, it's that community in Chicago. And if, like,
definitely.
And if you can tap into that and you have something to contribute, which obviously you certainly do, like, but if people see that, like, hey, this person has something really cool going on, like, people want to collaborate.
Yeah.
I mean, did you feel like that, where it's like there's that collaborative nature we're happening right now?
Immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as we met all these people, like my world kind of changed. Like, I was working with, like, only, like, two people at that point, you know what I'm saying? Like, my only collaborators, and then everything opened up.
So that had to open the whole world for you.
Oh, it did. It did. And everybody's so talented that we all just kind of, like, are friends who just push each other. Like, every time we hear somebody else's music or whatever, it makes you want to make something better. Like, so I love, like, my friends that I'm cool with right now, because it's, like, it's a give and take relationship always, and then the stuff we make together is just like fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you also have, outside of your solo work, you have what, like, one or two other projects, or
yeah,
are those active? Is it MDMC Valley?
Yeah, MDMC. Yeah.
Okay.
That was all me right. and Felix. We had like a duo, like, so we used to like rap and shit.
Is that still active, or?
I mean, anytime we make some shit, it's, you know, it's like
MDMC.
So it's
like not inactive, it's just...
Yeah, no, right. I mean, we're just, like, doing our, like, solo thing, but, like, we make shit all the time together.
Another thing that you were part of that you collaborated with is the Young Chicago Authors thing. Talk about that.
Oh, that was pretty tight. Yeah, somebody just hit me up, Mariah Newarth. She called me. I didn't really know really who she was or anything, like, at the time. But she called me and asked me if I wanted to be a part of this program. And she just told me, you know, all the logistics of it. And I was like, knew I was working on like a few projects. Like, I'm doing some shit right now that I didn't really know if I had time to do it. But, I thought about it and I was like, it can't hurt. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, man. Again, it, like,
can't
it opens
hurt.
That world.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm glad I decided to do it. It was a Chicago track. They put me and, like, a few other people in, like, a group. They had, like, somebody to play the role of, like, a publicist, somebody to be the manager, photographer, you know. And so everybody had a role. And then they were, like, artists, you know, a producer, singer, rapper, whoever. Instrumentalist, and so there were two groups, and we did that.
And I saw it when it was posted on Fake Shore Drive, even before I knew I was having you on the podcast.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like it traveled.
Yeah, yeah, it happened pretty quick. Like, it was something we did over like 2 months, a 2 month span. And I'm glad I did it. Yeah, we would just, like, get together, like, once a week, talk about, like, what we wanted to do. We wanted to make this many songs or whatever. And then outside of that, I would have to get with the other people in my group, Lyric the Misfit, dope artist, look him up. Lyric, the C is not a C, it's a Q. Mm-hmm. So replace that. And also Lee Roundtree. He was the producer of the group. And so, yeah, we were together and we, like, it was cool for me to, like, work with people that I never worked with before. For sure, definitely.
Well, and YCA, man, Young Chicago Authors, like, I don't have to tell you, like, they have really cool stuff going on.
Definitely.
Like, the level they're operating at right now is just crazy.
Yeah. And for me, like, somebody that's kind of like, I was born in Chicago, but, like, my parents, like, moved us to the burbs, like, right, in my childhood. So, like, I wasn't even up on the entire YCA culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when they hit me up, I didn't know the extent of, like, what it was, right, you know? But now I know. And, like, I'm definitely honored to have been, like, a part of that for sure.
No, they have so much going on.
Absolutely.
So, for you, right now, something that's on deck in the very near future, September 3rd at Emporium, you're part of a bill, right?
Yes.
Are you headlining that, or?
I'm headlining that show,
It's wild.
Yeah, it's dope.
You're very, like, you're very humble about it. You're like, man, I'm headlining that. But that's like the big headline, man. Like, you are headlining the show at Emporium. September 3rd, what night is that?
I think that's a Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think it is. That's next Sunday, right?
Next Sunday. It's a week from today.
Yeah. So you're headlining this show on September 3rd at Emporium. Have you played there before?
I've played there a couple times before, yeah.
Okay.
I just had a show there in it was August 3rd.
Okay.
I had a show there with Silent Party.
So literally a month prior.
A month ago.
Yeah.
It was me, Luke Titus. And then Silent Party got up and they did their thing. They're a dope band. I'm sure you guys know them. They're No Names Band.
Okay,
they're Smino's
band.
Legit's band. They're everybody's band. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we did like a show with them like a month ago.
What's the reception like at the shows that you've been doing?
The reception's usually good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a lot of like time to prepare with like performing live
because
I've been
like
doing
your
whole life. Yeah, I've been doing it, especially like with the band Art of Cool. Like that's what we did the most was play shows, like live shows, live band. So like I kind of been doing that for a while. So I love just like changing up the set or like you know finding different ways to like arrange things and like you know play with dope people that can make the music sound right. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's usually good. You know, I keep wanting to push it though, for sure.
What do you mean by push it?
Like, just switch up, like, you know, my last show I played with no, like, harmonic instrument, really. Mm-hmm. I played with a trumpet, three background singers, a bass guitar, and drums. And we played with, like, the backing track in there. And so the trumpet player used a pedal board, so he could, like, play harmonies.
That's cool.
Yeah, and, like, the singers were, like, producing harmony as well. So it was a different feel than what I usually do with, like, a guitar or, like, a keyboard. But I like to keep, like, switching it up like that and seeing what we can do.
It sounds like, yeah, it sounds like being adaptive is a really big part of basically your entire musical journey.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
The show is, a week from tonight. I mean, people will hear this before the show, so saying a week from tonight doesn't mean anything. But, like, the show is Sunday, September 3rd at Emporium. What else is on deck for you before the end of 2017 or even looking at 2018?
Before I want to just talk about that show on the 3rd.
Yeah.
You really want to come to that show. If you have not seen me before, even if you have seen me before, it's going to be pretty special. I'm going to do some different things. So if you're not there, you probably won't get
it.
You're
missing out.
You're going to miss something.
Yeah.
So make sure you come September 3rd to Emporium. But as far as everything else, I'm working on some things. I'm working on some projects.
So it's too
some
early.
Bodies of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I'm trying to put together.
All right.
I'm trying not to get too far into it.
Sure, you spoil everything, yeah. As you have, same thing I've said to everyone tonight, and I always mean it, like, as you have new things going on, man, like, let's keep in touch. Let's bring you back on to, you know, talk about the next chapter of what you're doing, man. But I'm really glad we got to start the conversation tonight.
Definitely.
Elton Aura, people can find your work on SoundCloud. Elton Aura, just ELTONAURA.
Absolutely.
Twitter, MC, is it 2 underscores?
It's one.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. MC underscore L.
Yeah.
They can find you, or they can just look up Elton Aura.
Yeah, let's just look up Elton Aura. It should be the same on everything, and Instagram too, Elton Aura.
Yeah, man. I dig it. The music sounds killer. It is. It's really diverse. It's very, like, expansive.
Thank you.
And,
yeah,
like, I mean, I'm not surprised hearing your story that, like, you have all this experience and you've done all this different type of work, so I'm not surprised that that's the end result of it, man. But thank you so much for coming up here tonight.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Absolutely.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.